This is meditation 2 on allowing urges. We'll start by concentrating on your breathing. Take a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Notice the rising and falling of your chest. No matter how frazzled you may be feeling, no matter how many thoughts are running through your mind, let them come and let them go. Keep focusing on your breathing. Notice the sound of your breath. Do this a couple more times, then let your breathing return to its natural cadence. What's happening right now is you are experiencing an urge in your body. That's okay. Urges are normal. Nothing has gone wrong. Urges are just part of the habit you have taught yourself. That's all. They're a sign of desire that your brain is expecting a reward, the reward of a drink. But just because your brain expects something doesn't mean you have to say yes. However strong the urge feels right now, it has no power over you unless you decide to act. You can always choose to say no. I'm going to show you how to do that. I want you to close your eyes or stare off into space if you prefer. The urge is driven by your primitive brain. And your primitive brain is just like a toddler. Just like a toddler throwing a tantrum, demanding a chocolate bar in the shop. She wants it right now. She's screaming and crying. People are staring. You just want her to stop. And you can make that happen. You just have to give her the chocolate bar. But you know that giving in will just teach the toddler that this is how she gets what she wants. Now and next time. This is exactly what's going on in your brain right now. Your primitive brain wants that drink and wants it right now. It's acting like a toddler. But here's what I want you to know. An urge has two elements. First, how it feels in your body. Second, how it shows up in your mind. In your body, you might feel some physical sensations. Perhaps your cheeks will appear flushed, your jaw clenched. There may be some tension in your shoulders. That's the physical side. Uncomfortable, but tolerable. But what's happening in your mind right now, that's where the toddler is, with all her demands and excuses. This is where the tantrum is taking place. This is what's driving your discomfort. The toddler is demanding action. I want a drink. I need a drink. It's not fair. We always have a drink at this time. Everyone else is having one. I deserve a reward. What harm will one do? We can start tomorrow instead. Your toddler brain can be demanding. But the good news is, like any toddler, she has zero authority. Because your adult brain is in charge, the piece of your brain that wants the best for you, the piece of your brain that's decided to change your drinking, the piece of your brain that can plan and assess and guide, the piece of your brain that can supervise the toddler, as well as make decisions. Like whether you'll give in to the toddler brain or not. And it knows that the toddler will eventually give up the tantrum, stop the screaming and all the demands. Because tantrums are exhausting, they really don't last for long. You just have to wait for a little bit and wait for the discomfort to go away. Your adult brain also knows that by giving in to the toddler and saying yes to the drink, this will only teach her that this is the way to give her what she wants. And the toddler will quickly learn that causing a scene, throwing a fit, and making demands is the quickest route to getting her own way. And that's what you're doing every time you say yes to an urge when you take the drink. You're giving in to the toddler. When you decide in that moment that you can't bear the immediate discomfort of a tantrum and that it's not something you can handle. But you're wrong, which is a good thing. Because this discomfort is a sign. It's actually showing you that the process is working. And here's why this is so important. Your ability to handle the toddler brain's tantrum and not give it the reward it expects, i.e. the drink, is exactly how you will learn to change the habit and change your desire. Remember, just like an urge, no tantrum can last forever. The toddler will eventually wear herself out. Because screaming and crying and throwing a fit is exhausting. And the more frequently you let her get on with the tantrum and don't pay any attention to this, the more frequently you are willing to sit with the discomfort and wait for it to go, then the urges will become less frequent and feel weaker. And eventually your brain will learn it's not going to get what it wants and it will give up. And the urges will stop. This is how you retrain your brain. You say no to desire and allow the urge to be there without giving in. You don't react. You don't distract. You don't resist, avoid, or give in. The toddler can throw a fit, but you're the adult and you can see what's going on. You can just wait until the fuss and the dramatics pass. Eventually, your toddler brain will learn that throwing a tantrum does not result in a reward. Here's what I want you to do. Just let your toddler brain get on with the tantrum. The toddler can demand action, but whether or not you listen is always up to you. So don't tell her to shut up. Don't put your hands over your ears. Don't try to pretend that she isn't there. Don't try to distract her with something else. None of these things will help you change the habit. I want you to listen to all her demands, all her excuses, and calmly remember that you are the adult. You're in charge. You know that wanting something does not mean you get it. You remind yourself you never need a drink. That being good is never an excuse to give in and seek a reward. That it's never just one glass. That you can handle a little discomfort and start with the changes in this very moment. The good news is that if you are willing to let the toddler throw her tantrum and not give in, eventually the discomfort will pass. Your brain will give up motivating you to get a drink. And right in that moment, you will begin to change the habit. You can handle a little discomfort. You can deal with the toddler. You are in complete control. Now just take one more deep breath in through the nose, and out through your mouth. And let everything go. Now open your eyes. You've got this.